This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Holy cow, everybody. Welcome. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show. I honestly don't know where to start. I mean, we've got, obviously, the Weinstein stuff. We got NFL, drama, whatever you want to call it. And President Trump is rocking it, boy. Wow. The dude has gone bananas on the left, and I love it. What do you guys want to talk? I mean, we got a ton, seriously. We got all, we're talking pop culture. And here's what's cool about all of this, folks. This is the coolest thing that has happened in conservative politics in ages. It's all threaded. It's all threaded. All these things that are going on. The Weinstein stuff, spinning back on leftism, coming back around to being pop political, talking about the leftism and these people trying to disguise what they do, that their skullduggery. These people are criminals. They've been allowed to operate with impunity, and now we're finally getting to the bottom of it. Every social issue, gender issues, you name it, the war on women that supposedly has been fought by Jane Fonda and Hillary Clinton and all these leftist do-gooders, Susan Sarandon and all of them, what's happened? It's blown up in their faces. A freaking atomic bomb's gone off in America, and it only impacts leftists. What kind of bomb is that? We got the regular atom bomb, then we got the hydrogen bomb. Now we got what? Should we call it the Trump bomb? What? Or maybe we should just call it the truth bomb. Yeah, how about that? Let's call this segment the truth bomb. Leftists are getting a dose of the truth. We did a story. Did we talk about George Lopez getting booed? We haven't talked about that, have we? I talked about it on TV. George Lopez gets booed. Why? Because he started telling anti-Trump jokes. Yeah. Yeah, we did talk about George. First hour, didn't we? Man, if things go so fast around here, I forget. We talked about Georgie. Hey there, Georgie boy. Don't go telling anti-Trump jokes, Georgie boy. See, George Lopez thought he could bring his shtick to a charitable event. They're helping kids with juvenile diabetes, and he's up there anti-Trumping it. And it turns out a guy who donated $250,000 to the event, hallelujah. I mean, that's more than we would raise at two of our events. That one donation, they said they raised $1.65 million. Lenny Kravitz performed. Now, Lenny didn't ever perform in my deal, even though I did spend some time with Lenny when he came through St. Louis years ago. But look, this guy donated $250,000. He's like, hey, calm down on the Trump stuff. You know, I'm a Trump donor. I'm a Trump supporter. And the dude's like, George Lopez, you know, quips back at him and all this. So finally, he catches himself and he apologizes. I think we played the clip. He apologizes. I'm sorry. You know, it's a children's event. It's an event to raise money, awareness for the kids. We're all Americans, blah, blah, blah. And he ends up leaving the stage after they introduces the film. They said he dropped an F-bomb and never came back to the stage. That's the classiness of George Lopez. Now, I'm going to let you guys in on something. See, the left doesn't know this. George Lopez ain't funny. George Lopez is not a comedian. He started out as a comedian, and then he got leftized. He got a truth bomb that went off, and he didn't realize it. And now he hates you. He hates you because you love your country, and you want Mexicans, which George Lopez is Madonna. He's more Indian than he is Mexican. He's what's called, they call it a mezcal. So he's more mezcal than he is Mexican, but he still, you know, professes to be a Mexican. And see, the stick, if you've ever seen George Lopez perform, he's not that funny. I'm just being honest with you. When he did a set at the, one of the bigger hotel casinos in Vegas, I'm not lying. The review on George Lopez was that it was same old shtick. It was heavy Mexican humor. You know, if you were a member of La Raza, maybe you thought it would have thought it was funny. But if you're just a regular person looking for a few laughs, it went both ways. No way. The best that the comedy event got, and what I forget where it was, but the best that it got was the opening act was pretty funny with his self-deprecating humor. It was a goofy-looking white dude who ended up doing the Running Man, which is a dance. And, you know, he's like an Andy Dick kind of a comedian. And the best they could come up with that show was that was the funniest part. They said Lopez's jokes fell flat. They were completely pedestrian. They were jokes like you read in a joke book. And I told people, look, I've been telling people for years, I study comedy. I love comedy. I'm actually pretty good at it. And I'll tell you this, George Lopez isn't funny. He was mildly humorous when he first came on the scene. He's not funny at all. And you know what makes these guys not funny? The Amy Schumers, the Lopez, and all these late night comics, they are so one-sided. They can't see the world and really see the humor in it because they're so busy trying to bash you. See, the thing is, I don't need to bash leftists. I can poke fun at them for their silly stuff. I can find many jokes in the idea that feminists don't want to really come down on Harvey Weinstein. I think that's funny. I think that Hillary Clinton actually came out and said something along the lines of, well, we've got a sexual predator in the White House. And we're thinking, no, Hillary, you and Bill are gone. Y'all left. You've been gone a few years. Maybe. See, I think Hillary does live under a delusion that she's president and Bill's still in the White House. Whoa. See, there you go. A little humor. The point is, there's tons of stuff to laugh at. I mean, I can make jokes about Weinstein, you know, seducing Ellen to get her back up to his place only to find out, Ellen's got a package. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I could make some funny stuff up about this. Oh, I could probably joke that Weinstein got drunk one night and he solicited Rosie O'Donnell to come back and one of his boys jumped in the middle and said, hey, and blocked. You know, hey, Harvey, you don't want to go that route, baby. Film could get out. Audio could be leaked. See, I can find some funny in this, but the late night comics can't. Jimmy Kimmel can't. Yeah, the groper. Jimmy Kimmel can't do it. Well, what's up with these guys? Look, there's some funny stuff out there. Oh, my goodness. Hey, people have been asking me, where's Blake and Tim? So Blake's been busy. He's working on his show. I hope it is successful. Tim Wilkins is Blake Grantham, by the way. Tim is in the midst of planning his wedding, and I haven't wanted to interrupt. So I will have those guys back. We're going to bring on some other comics as well because I want this show to be light. Anyway, tons to talk about. We're going to talk about the president. Good stuff. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177 or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Jackson Radio Show.
Harvey Weinstein is expelled by the Motion Picture Academy. They're responsible for the Oscars. It follows growing list of accusations of sexual harassment and assault. The statement reads, in part from the Academy Board of Governors, it states this: the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences Board of Governors met today to discuss the allegations against Harvey Weinstein and has voted well in excess of the required two-thirds majority to immediately expel him from the Academy. We do so not simply to separate ourselves from someone who does not merit the respect of his colleagues, but also to send a message that the era of willful ignorance and shameful complicity in sexual predatory behavior and workplace harassment in our industry is over. What's at issue here is a deeply troubling problem that has no place in our society. The board continues to work to establish ethical standards of conduct that all Academy members will be expected to exemplify.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And we have the left now trying to pretend that,
well, Harvey's the only one, and we've gotten rid of him, and life is good, and let's just all go back to normal. Things are good. The era of willful ignorance of sexual harassment is over.
Hey, so send your girls to Hollywood. We'll take care of them. Oh, man, this is too funny. Hollywood is packing up. Y'all know this? That you can't get a moving van in Hollywood right now. Mm-mm. You can't get a chauffeur. You can't get a private jet. You can't get a moving van. You can't even get a moving crew. I don't know. What are you looking at me for? I'm just kidding. I don't know if you can get a moving van. I know this. I had to go do a hit on Fox the other day, and they told me, Kevin, there's no drivers available where you live. You have to take your own car. And I'm like, what? The nerve of you. What do you mean I have to take my own vehicle? I want to be picked up. It's Hollywood up in here. I told them, all right, no problem. I'll drive. I'll go. And normally, I used to live like 5 minutes from the studio. Now I live like 40 minutes from the studio. And one time I was supposed to do a hit on Fox, and the driver didn't show up. Probably got drunk. Probably partying with Harvey Weinstein. Yeah, or Anthony Weiner. Probably sexting with Anthony Weiner and forgot about me. I'm out there in my, you know, going, it's time. I'm looking out, you know, hitting my blinds, trying to see who's out there. Nobody's showing up. And they're going to pick me up. Get this. Picking me up at 3 o'clock in the morning so I can go. Well, it's probably earlier than that. It was about 2:15 because I had to do like a 3:15 hit. So I'm calling New York going, yo, what's up, New York? And Kevin, what do you mean the car's not there? I go, there's no car. There's nobody here. So it happens. Partying with Harvey, I bet you. Hollywood, getting out of town, looking to move to France to avoid pedophile charges. Yeah, or charges for other lewd acts. Who knows? You never know with those Holly weirdos, man. You have to almost put your earmuffs on when you hear stories about Hollywood, like what Weinstein would do. Angie Everhart, you know who she is? Y'all know who Angie Everhart is? She's a little bit before y'all's time, but what a dish. Redheaded girl, gorgeous model. I don't know. I can't remember the show's couple things, but man, I tell you, I was a huge Angie Everhart fan. And I don't find redheads that attractive. No offense, I just don't. But Angie Everhart, whew, yeah, baby. But yeah, she said Harvey did the same thing he did to that girl, Sivan or whatever, the Fox News lady. Yeah, he cornered, wouldn't let her out the door, and then, you know, does this thing in a plant. One of the comedians quipped, yeah, don't eat any of Harvey's herbs. <You know? laughs> Oh, man. Fresh basil? No thanks, Harvey. Little mint for your tea? No thank you, Harvey. I'm good. I'll use the artificial stuff here. But, yeah, so he corners Angie Everhart. You know, pulls a fast one, pardon the pun, and won't let her out. And then says something like, hey, it's no big deal. You know, don't tell anybody about this. It's no big deal, or something to that effect. So she came out. It's been, what we're going to do, I'm going to write a post that's just all the people now that are finally going, yeah, Harvey, pull that crap on me. Because I want to get into this, you know, I believe that people are, what's the word I'm looking for? They're all being talked about as being courageous. Courageous. The Academy is courageous. It has just gotten rid of Harvey Weinstein. And everybody's like, oh, well, it's good. I'm glad they acted so quickly. Really? What about the rest of you stooges? They said Brad Pitt almost threatened to beat, I think not almost, he threatened to beat Harvey up twice. Once with, what's her name? Gwyneth Paltrow. I can't believe Brad Pitt dated Gwyneth Paltrow. I mean, come on, Brad. And the other time with Angelina Jolie. And I'm thinking to myself, look, I don't know how you know, and Brad is supposed to be a conservative. I know his people. He's from Missouri, and I've been with his family members. And, you know, Brad's supposed to be conservative. And I'm thinking, dude, you don't threaten. If you, like, said, hey, she's got nice whatevers or whatever, I'm just going to just pop you in the mouth and go, hey, you don't talk like that about my girl. You know, and I'm not going to come over there and kick your butt. I'm just going to go with her, see you, and go, is this the guy? Yeah. End of story. They said, Stacey Dash said she made a film with Harvey. And she said her cousin was with her. Her cousin is a dude from the Bronx, I believe, or Brooklyn. No, from Brooklyn. And he went with her, and he said something. She said something along the lines of Harvey. You know, he would make comments like, "Oh, this is really pretty," and her cousin said, "Not her, Harvey." And Stacy said, "That was it. Harvey knew. You mess with me, my cousin's gonna take care of you." See, that's the way people are talking about.
Oh, Kevin, you can't send your kid to Hollywood.
I can send my kid to Hollywood. My kid will be fine in Hollywood. Because let me tell you, number one, I'm going to be around him. And number two, I'm going to put it out there. Any one of you pedophiles, put your little, you know, paws on my son. No police involved. No law enforcement involved. You're as dead as disco. Simple as that. And, you know, you don't trust him. No, he can't come and overstand with you going on a Boy Scout camp out. No. You know, but I might show up just to make sure you don't bother any other boys. You know, son, come on. Not me. And you either. I know you dads are out there listening to me.
Kev, you're so right, man. You mess with my kid up.
Yeah, you're doggone right you would. You bust somebody up. Yeah, but somebody come along and on your wife's, you know, naughty bits. What would you do? You going, oh, look at there. Unless you're a swinger or something, you're not going to be like, look at that. Hey, Fred, what'd you feel? Did you break a fingernail? You know, my wife's butt? No, you're going to just go in there and go, what the hell? For me, I'm going to hit you fast. I'm going to hit you so fast, you're going to go, did you just hit me? And you'll fall out. So, what else is happening? Rehab. Rehab is booming. You can't get into a rehab clinic near L.A. They're all booked. Sexual rehab. I don't know if that's true. I'm just making stuff up. But I wouldn't be surprised. They're all joining old Weinstein. He's in Arizona. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Donald Trump made an amazing move on Obamacare. We're going to get to that a little bit later in the broadcast. We'll see what the outcome is. Cost of illegal immigration. I want to talk about cultural Marxism. I want to talk about Donald Trump dismantling Barack Obama's legacy, which is partially built on cultural Marxism. Well, before we get into any of that stuff, I want to make a few more comments about Harvey Weinstein's removal from the Academy. I want you to think about your job, whatever you do. You get up, you've been doing it day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. And maybe your company recognizes you if you're like, oh, top sales guy for a quarter or whatever. But no matter what they recognize you for, I guarantee you there's no national thing where they say, boy, get Kevin. He's an amazing sales guy. He went from local sales hero to regional sales hero to being recognized by the Academy of Sales. There's no such award. There's no academy for, you know, for janitors. There's no academy for accountants, you know, academy awards or anything close. You get your CPA, whatever, you get your check, and that's your reward. Your reward is a job well done. Hopefully you saved your duckies, you retire, you get to spend a little time with mama and the grandkids before you cash in your checks, right? Cash in your chits. But that's it. But the Academy says, well, we're going to take Harvey Weinstein's films away or whatever. We're going to take him off of our Roger Register. Oh, no, don't do that. Please give me a second chance. That's what Harvey Weinstein said when he was going to rehab and the press was hounding him. I deserve a second chance. Really? 30-plus years of destroying women's lives and you want a second chance, Harvey? How many people tried to tell you, get a hold of yourself? We talked the other day. They wrote into Harvey's contract, they wrote his ability to go do what he did. Did it not dawn on you that you're writing? You know, you're like, oh, and there's one other provision we need to put into Harvey's contract. This is his attorney. He's speaking for him. And he's like, yeah, Harvey needs to be able to indemnify himself in the event of rape. And they go, well, we could, we'll take a look at that, Harvey, but I mean, we've never had a clause like that. Yeah, I understand, but I'm a big movie producer, and there's going to be a lot of little starlets that come my way, and even though I've got a drop-dead gorgeous wife, she is, man, whoa, girl's hot, I need my sexual dalliances. And I need you to write it into my contract. Harvey, that was your second chance to go, what the heck am I talking about? What's his wife's name? I don't know her name, but woo. You know, she's high. And look, I get it. She could be a Halle Berry. You know, she could be a high maintenance girl, but she got the money, man. If you, with everything Harvey had going, he should be able to you know, this woman was happy with him. She gave him kids. He had two kids by her. Two kids. Beautiful lady. But yeah, so removing him. What cracks me up about Hollywood is like, we just took him off of the Academy. That's like that's the worst thing that could happen. No. The worst thing that could happen is the boys in San Quentin get to watch him shower. You know what I'm saying? And the guards going, I see nothing. That's the worst that could happen is you lose. You get kicked out of the Academy. Look, I get it. Holly weirdos are like, oh, you know, I've got 6 Academy Awards. Told you guys they were, will Harvey get his 7th now that the information is broken about him? What's going to happen with Harvey, Harvey, Harvey? Let me tell you what's going to happen with Harvey. His movies? Doesn't matter. If it's got the Weinstein Company name on it, it ain't winning. It's that simple. They can't give awards to Harvey this year or anything with the Weinstein. His brother, Bob better change his last name. Am I right? What would you do? Look, Bob blew the whistle because Bob, first of all, Bob is saying, Harvey did it to me. I'm nowhere like the other victims, but Harvey did it to me too. What did Harvey do to his bro? Is Harvey into dudes? Was he practicing on his little bro? What was he doing to his little bro? Or is it big bro? I think it's his little bro. Bob. Harvey and Bob. What were the parents thinking? Let's name the first child Harvey. And then, well, what do we do for the second child? I don't know. Let's call him Bob. Couldn't think of something else? Ira? Isn't that a big Jewish name? Ira? It is, isn't it? Come on, Brett. You're Jewish. Don't act like I don't know the Jewish names. Barry. Barry's a big-time Jewish name, right? Barry? Yeah. Barack Obama, he could be part Jewish. How do you know? Yeah, I mean, you don't know. How do you know? You don't know either. That's right. Yeah, so getting kicked out of, you know, it would be like somebody saying to me, excuse me, when I was in engineering, Kevin, we're going to kick you out of the National Society of Black Engineers. Okay. No problem. But I avoid prison. Right. Okay. All right. No problem. See, this guy should be in prison. An ordinary mortal would be in prison. This is like watching the Hillary Bill Clinton thing all over again. Kinda, isn't it? I mean, you got all the salacious nature of it. If we had got to know everything there was to know about Bill Clinton, we probably would have found out a lot of the same kind of stuff, people. Think about it. They now found out Bill Clinton took many more flights on Epstein's plane over to Fantasy Young Girl Island. You know, and Hillary Clinton's over there talking about,
he's more like Trump.
Let's play the clip.
Behavior cannot be tolerated anywhere, whether it's in entertainment, politics. Well, you know, after all, we have someone admitting to being a sexual assaulter in the Oval Office. There has to be a recognition that we must stand against this kind of, action that is so sexist and misogynistic.
And this depends upon women coming forward and having the courage to come forward.
Right.
And yet in your book, the three women brought onto stage by Trump attacking your husband, and you kind of dismissed them. Was that the right thing to do? Are you sure about that?
Well, yes, because that had all been litigated. I mean, that was the subject of a huge investigation, as you might recall, in the late 90s. And there were conclusions drawn, and that was clearly in the past.
Welcome back. It's funny to listen to Hillary Clinton talk about, Bill Clinton. It's litigated. Well, as you know, it was back in the 90s. When people start giving you a lot of information, you know that you've hit a hot button. You know, it was litigated. It was done, and that's been litigated. It was in the past. Really, so what exactly would Trump's thing have been that was decades old where he talked about grabbing women by the blinky blinks, right? It was in the past. Was it litigated? No. Nobody sued. Nobody sued Hillary. Man, this idea that she's going to talk, that's so funny to me. I mean, I don't even want to call it a level of desperation. I used to think that they were desperate and the left just didn't know what to do, so they were just grasping for straws. They believe their nonsense. They believe a lot of junk stupid, idiotic things about themselves, and she thinks that the Clinton thing's over. Everything she described was Bill Clinton.
Well, you know, he's a sexual harasser in the White House.
Yeah, your husband. Your husband. Oh, and when you invited Anthony Weiner over, and probably a litany of other people, we'll find out. Guys, look, if you think Hollywood is dirty, whoo, you don't know D.C. D.C. makes Hollywood look tame. D.C.'s like Caligula. I mean, it's just amazingly corrupt and debaucherous. It's all of it. Hillary Clinton on the sexual assaulter in the White House. Did you know Harvey Weinstein donated, I think it was $10,000 to Bill Clinton's legal defense fund when he was going through the situation with Monica? You know, I hate to admit this, but it's just so true. The left disguise their help. Like, when Weinstein gives $10,000 to Bill Clinton, he's more than saying, I support you. You know, he's trying to imply he's a friend and I'm going to help him out and I'm a good guy. Weinstein was feathering his nest. We've talked about this. He was feathering his nest. He needed to be able to pull in a chit. Hey, Bill, gave you $10,000 for legal defense fund. We'll do a fundraiser. Get a few other people to do that. Boom. Clintons know they're covered. Remember, Hillary talked about being dead broke. But they've recovered. The Clintons, by the time they left the Oval Office, they had their scheme in place. They were ready to go. And you got Harvey Weinstein enabling. Still doing the same old stuff, man. These people are scurrilous. That's what I tell you. Jimmy Kimmel, you saw the video probably, right? Him getting girls to grab his crotch. What's up with that, Jimmy Kimmel? And I'm no, you know, paragon of virtue or anything. I'm not trying to get people to follow me. Yeah, you are. You want people to see that you have no bounds, no boundaries. And he was successful. An interesting clip.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ed Neal to blame former President Obama for emboldening the Iranian regime.
We will see what happens with Iran. We're very unhappy with Iran. They have not treated us with the kind of respect that they should be treating. They should have thanked Barack Obama for making that deal. They were gone. They were economically gone. He infused $100 to $150 billion into their economy. He gave them $1.7 billion in cash. And they should be thank you, President Obama. They didn't say that.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. So there was another statement that got made about this, because Donald Trump is going to town on crushing the Obama legacy. And he's not doing it maliciously. He's doing it because it's just the smart thing to do. But here's Anderson Cooper commenting on it, and we'll talk a little bit more about it ourselves. But check this out.
Tonight, something we simply have not seen before. Every president, going back to the beginning, comes into office with his own ideas about how to govern, his own priorities, his own agenda, some or even all of it differing from the previous chief executive. Never, though, have we seen a president so seemingly bent on reversing, negating, even obliterating his predecessor's signature accomplishments. Today, President Trump struck a body blow at Obamacare. He did the same to the multi-country nuclear agreement with Iran. And over the last 9 months, the president has reversed or tried to reverse a long list of President Obama's actions on immigration, on children of undocumented immigrants, the Paris Climate Accord, Cuban President Obama's Clean Power Plan. If you want to know what President Trump is against, you only have to look at what President Obama was for. And in all fairness, none of this should be a surprise. He campaigned on much of it, and if nothing else, he's keeping his promises now. What may be surprising, though, or at least being widely debated, is how much of this is personal. What also stands out in both actions today is how each one shifts responsibility and accountability away from the White House onto Congress. And on health care, how little consideration was given for the consequences of undoing something, Obamacare, without a replacement for it.
One by one, it's going to come down, and we're going to have great health care in our country. We're going to have great health care in our country. We're taking a little different route than we had hoped, because getting Congress, they forgot what their pledges were. So we're going a little different route, but you know what? In the end, it's going to be just as effective, and maybe it'll even be better.
That was the president today after announcing late last night he was immediately ending cost-sharing subsidies that reimburse insurers for reducing deductibles and copays of lower-income Americans on Obamacare. Nearly 6 million people benefit from them. The president put their fate in the hands of Congress.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Where do you start? I guess we should begin where they ended. Let's just talk about Obamacare. So here's one of President Obama's spokespersons, kind of in the name of Mulvaney, explaining the Obamacare failure. And then I want to go into the actual details of the policy so you can see that Donald Trump doesn't take it personally. But I love how Anderson Cooper implies that his dismantling of Obamacare and all the other issues regarding Obama's legacy is a personal issue. But he really points out, well, you know, he did run on this. In fairness to him, he ran on these, what he's living up to. It just cracks me up that the left goes, yeah, he ran on this. It wasn't like it was a secret. It wasn't like he said, I'll run on Obama's legacy, and then when I get in, I'll disregard it. Donald Trump said, everything this guy did is wrong. I'm going to prove it. When I get in, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go after Obamacare. I'm going to go after these trade deals. I'm going to go after the Iran nuclear deal. He's done everything he talked about, and he's given the rationale for doing it. You can see it. Finally, we get a chance to look behind all of these different issues, and we understand why he's doing what he's doing. And what do? He wants to get rid of his legacy. No, he doesn't. He wants to solidify his legacy. What Trump is doing is saying, I'm going to show you why we're getting rid of this, why you should be happy that I'm here and I'm getting rid of this, and you don't have to live with it. But let's hear Mulvaney, and then we'll go into the other clips.
Does he want to see Obamacare fail?
I think the president, along with most of us, know that the Obamacare is failing on its own and didn't need any help to do so. We made this decision because it was bad policy and because the payments were.
But this will speed it up.
It was going fast enough as it is. If you're willing to admit to me here tonight that Obamacare is going to fail and that we need to repeal and replace it, I'll agree with your premise.
So in that clip, that's one of the White House spokespeople, Mulvaney. He's talking about Obamacare, and he's like, it was going to fail. Because what President Trump did, and welcome back, everybody, Kevin Jackson here. You can get these podcasts on demand if you want at kjradio.com. But what he was saying that President Trump did, when he issued an executive order that stopped the subsidies, is he says he just did what was supposed to happen with Obamacare because it was going to fail regardless. But why did he do the subsidies? Well, Blitzer's saying he's trying to put it on the fast track. He wants it to fail even faster, which is essentially Wolf Blitzer admitting that he knows Obamacare is a failure. He's saying, well, okay, so we can all admit it's going to fail, but would it fail as fast? And he wants an answer to the speed of failure. Well, you know, when do you think it would have failed without the subsidies being put on notice? But let's talk about the subsidies. Because Betsy McCaughey, talked about the Obamacare subsidies and what President Trump is doing with these, which is very interesting. It's not, it's certainly not being covered by the left.
Well, the president is actually abiding by the law and upholding this very important document, the United States Constitution. These subsidies were not authorized and appropriated by Congress. The money to pay for them is not in this law.
Does this remind you of anything, folks? Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Remember DACA? The DREAM Act? Illegally implemented by Barack Obama. And what does President Trump do? President Trump says, I'm gonna repeal it. It can't exist. I'm shipping it back to Congress. So he shifted it back to Congress. Why? Because these leftists in Congress, including the Republicans, he's saying, I'm gonna force your hand. You wanna let a bunch of illegals in? I'm going to let everybody in this country know that's what you wanted to do. When it comes to this one, Obamacare and the subsidies, he sent it back to Congress. He's saying to the Republican-controlled House and Senate, if you want to let these subsidies through, I'm going to let you own it. And then I'm going to clean house. What a setup. What a beautiful setup. I'll clean house. I love how I don't know if people really appreciate the strategy of Donald Trump in some of these things. It's actually pretty uncanny. And I love how he's doing it. Like I said, folks, it could be completely by luck. And some of it certainly has to be. Divine intervention, God, you know, putting his, you know, hand over all of it. I mean, and that's just the case of everything, the way I live my life. I believe everything that happens is done with the, you know, God's blessing for whatever reason. But what I'm getting at is there's still some, you have to orchestrate what you want to happen. And Donald Trump is one of the best puppet masters in the business. And the more that they dismiss him, the better for him. Well, I want to play this last clip. And it's Tucker Carlson talking about the cost of illegal immigration, because that was one of the points that they made was the Iran nuclear deal dismantled, immigration, Paris Accord. He's living up to his promises, but is it personal, they ask. Well, here's the clip from Tucker on illegal immigration.
Federation for American Immigration Reform finds that this country's approximately 11 million illegal immigrants cost taxpayers about $135 billion per year in medical, education, and law enforcement expenses. Now, there's an offset to this, taxes. And yet, according to the study, these illegal immigrants pay only about $19 billion a year in taxes. That leaves a deficit, which you pay, of $116 billion. Now, even by Washington standards, that's a huge number. To put it into some perspective, Americans spend only about $70 billion every year paying tuition at public colleges and universities. So if you eliminate the expenses of illegal immigrants, we could make every public college in the country tuition-free and still have nearly $50 billion left over to, I don't know, fix decaying infrastructure or subsidize health insurance to the middle class, or probably a lot more. So it's worth considering as we debate border control and amnesty these numbers.
Welcome back, everybody. So I go to the fair event almost every year. And we talk about these issues and their cost to the taxpayer. You have Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton running around talking about free education, but we're squandering it on foreigners who come over here illegally, not even honoring our laws, and they don't even talk about the numbers. Those are the numbers. And look, we can argue about, is it this much, is it that much? We can quibble all you want. Fact is, we know there's a cost to the American citizen that the left ignore. Love the way Donald Trump has a way of bringing these things to light by accident or by design.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.